Right now, we're going to talk about toiletries because I made a major change in my life last week.
I think they need to change the name of toiletries.
Always agree.
Yeah, I just...
What would you call them?
I don't know. It just is too... The eighth grader in me just can't handle that word. It just sounds gross.
Yeah. What would we call it?
Personal products? Them.
Yes. It's like cologne, you know? It's called toilet water. That just seems wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I got such a giggle out of that when I was a kid.
Go put on some toilet water.
I saw Eau de Toilette.
Well, I, for the first time in years and years and years, changed deodorants.
Because wow, this needs a fanfare.
Dude, you get loyal, man.
I had been a Right Guard guy forever.
The spray?
No, the stick.
Okay.
The invisible stick, preferably the solid, you know. And I don't know. I just it had the scent. I think I always got Arctic Blast.
Right.
And I felt like I was starting to smell too much like Arctic Blast. Like all my shirts were smelling like Arctic Blast, and
smells like a cold front blowing in.
Crap on a stick.
Yeah, I was so sick of that smell. Just one day, I was in the aisle at the store, the toiletries aisle. And I said, "Man, I got to get something different." So now. I wanted something without a scent, so the first one I saw was Arm & Hammer Ultra Extreme.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Ultra Extreme.
Who are you?
Armin.
Armin who?
Arm & Hammer.
Oh, hey.
Okay, hang on. We're going to talk to you
and
next week.
So I bought it, and I've been enjoying it, not having a scent.
Does it have baking soda in it?
Maybe.
So that's what they make.
Yeah. And so then I wondered... Was I weird in keeping the same deodorant for years and years and years, or should you switch out? Does your body become immune to a certain deodorant and then it stops working on your armpits?
You know, I'm certainly glad you brought this subject up and had the courage to do it, Junior, because I also settled on a scent probably about 12 years ago and have not deviated.
What's that?
This is pretty gay.
Oh, I know, because we
secret
room together. He uses a woman's deodorant.
He does?
Yes.
I don't know that it's a woman's deodorant.
Is it secret, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman?
Actually, I think it is secret.
It is secret.
My father used forever.
I use the baby powder scent. I find that is the least offensive of all the scents out there. All the other ones turn and smell too harsh or pungent or... I don't know. Just the nice, pleasing baby powder scent is the way to go.
It's never beaten you down in 12 years?
Never. All the other ones beat me down. And that's why I ended up finally stumbling on this. And I think I did borrow it from a girl at the time and enjoyed it.
Do you feel like you may need to switch it out, that maybe your body has adapted to it?
No.
It explains a lot with you.
What do you mean?
You've been acting differently the last 12 years or so. It's slowly changed.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
If you look into his life closely, you'll see a lot of things where he's just screaming out to be a woman.
Right.
What?
That's just another step.
I thought we were talking about toiletries here.
Secret.
You find some freedom every morning when you put on some secret.
I'm multiple
put
offense.
Put on girl panties for just a minute and then take them off. No, I'm not going to do it today.
I don't think that's weird that you stuck with the same one for a number of years, but I've switched out four or five different ones.
Do you still subscribe to the theory of using only the travel size of deodorant?
That's the worst idea.
Why is that?
Ever.
But you were the one that told us you used to do that because you thought that the top of the deodorant stick got all kinds of hell on it.
Yeah.
You didn't want to keep using it.
Yeah, I do.
You still use the little ones?
I still use the big ones, but I don't hang on to them for very long because I don't think all the yacht gets off of them.
So
it stays on there.
You use like half a stick and then throw it away?
It seems like...
Well, that's weird. I go down to where I'm scraping bare skin.
Man, I'm telling you.
I never go down that far because it just seems like that thing that you're talking about
doesn't
smell right.
I've even had to pick up the broken clay pieces on the ground and make them into a paste on my fingers and apply them.
You have to set the thing back in there because it keeps falling out because it's right at the end.
Yeah
I've done that.
Such a beating.
Done that plenty of times. Mm-hmm. So I'm about to have to do it again.
Yeah. I never go down all the way to the end of this.
Oh,
I think that they've used up
Well, this is what I don't understand. So let's say you go with the travel size theory. Okay, after the first application, you're always going to be re-yachting yourself in your mind. So what does it matter that you...
Right.
It just seems a lot more efficient. That small size just, I think, does a better job of staying pure than the big stick that takes on a lot.
You're better off taking the big stick and just shaving off the top of it after about three applications.
Like the guy in the Old Spice commercial?
Yeah, get a pocket knife and carve off the top.
But you shouldn't have to worry about yacht getting on it because
you're clean.
You should be just showered and then you put on the deodorant so there's no yacht there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at that down there. I mean, that's just, you know.
I made a change of deodorants about 6 or 8 years ago, but I stayed still with the same brand, Speed Stick. I just went from the generic deodorant to the 24/7 antiperspirant deodorant.
Right.
But the Speed Stick brand, I bet I have used for over 20 years.
Do you guys switch out shampoos?
No.
Use the same kind every time?
I've become a tea tree P1.
I changed.
Tea tree. It's supposed to keep your hair on your head.
I change with whatever's on sale.
Really?
I don't have enough hair to matter.
Oh, really?
Look at it, man. It doesn't matter.
By the way, I did have an idea to save the American economy.
Okay.
Whoa,
this
will
be great. Hit the
Thank
fan
God.
Out. This is amazing.
And it has to do with toiletries. I don't think America obeys on the instruction label on shampoo bottles the lather, rinse, and repeat.
I do, and I've told you need to do that.
See, I don't. I only do it one time, but I do. I'm going to start doing it twice because I think if all Americans lathered, rinsed, and then repeated, then we'd have double the sales of shampoo, and I think that's that much more money into the economy, and I think it would save our economy.
That's enough to kickstart our economy.
I believe
more shampoo sales.
Well, you're nuts. I told you, and you did this experiment once, and you agreed with me. That if you go into the shower and you do your hair twice and you soap up twice, you will feel so much cleaner.
I do the soap up twice, but I don't find a need to do the shampoo twice.
Yeah. Don't you notice when you put the shampoo in your hair the first time, it takes a lot more soap to get lathered up?
Yeah.
And then if you do it the second time, you can take just a little small amount. And it's because your hair is so much cleaner.
But what's the point in the second lathering?
It makes your hair feel a lot lighter.
Maybe
it makes
you
feel like you have helium follicles.
Maybe they should just make better shampoo. So you only got to use it once to get clean.
Yeah, right.
Make I don't stronger. Ever repeat.
By the way, you know I put up that Idiocracy slideshow on GordonKeith.com. I think it was Old Spice that had a really funny one in there. It was a new scent that smelled like... Well, it was like sea breeze... Triumph and guitar solos.
What?
That's what it said on its packaging.
Wow.
That was the new scent that they had.
How could you not go with that?
Do you guys use an aftershave?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And they are getting harder and harder to find.
Now, do you use, lotion or a liquid?
It's called a post-shave balm.
That's what I use.
Neutrogena. Yeah.
Isn't it refreshing?
It is extremely refreshing because it gets that burn off of your face.
Yeah. Remember the old...
I think they got alcohol in those. It dries your skin out. It's not good for you.
I think that's the old kind.
Yeah, this is the new kind.
The new kind
more molecules.
Yeah, it's like a lotion. It's moisturizing. It doesn't have any alcohol. But the old kind that like our dads used that was green.
Skin bracer.
Yes, skin bracer. That was all alcohol. And it stung. You'd see your dad put it on, then scream and run down the hall.
All right, I found the Old Spice that we're talking about, Rich. You use Old Spice, right?
No.
I thought you said you did.
Ooh, face.
No, I said Speed Stick.
Totally Speed Stick. Yeah. All right, Old Spice men's deodorant. It's from their Fresh collection, and it's called Old Spice Belize. Okay?
Belize.
And it says, smells like fresh air, guitar solos, and triumph.
I need to get some of that.
Awesome.
Get some.
Are you guys always sure when to switch out razor blades?
No. That's
always fight through the dull one that...
Yeah, I'll wait till I saw off half my cheek, and then I'll switch out blades.
I go a little extra long just because they're so damn expensive anymore.
Yeah, I know. So I guess I go until I see blood, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just about, yeah.
It's I don't know any other way of telling, because you can't tell by looking at the blade.
No. Yeah, and you lose track, too, how many times you've used it.
I have no clue how many times I've used it.
How many times? Okay,
boy, there's nothing better than a fresh razor.
I know.
It's so awesome.
So what are they good for, 5 or 6?
Man, I think I ride them out longer than that.
I probably go 10 or 12.
Yeah.
That's probably what I do, too.
It's got three blades on there. One of them's doing something.
What about soap? Three you guys blades. Switch out your soaps?
Nope.
Never.
What about that getting yachted up, George? You don't feel that soap gets yachted?
That would be more yachted than deodorant, I would think.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's got
the
cleaner
the bar,
in it.
Though. I use the shower.
Oh, you don't use the bar?
No.
I can't
shower,
use...
Shower, body wash.
Oh, I hate
I cannot
that stuff.
Use body wash or douche.
I can't either. Body wash makes me feel like I'm spreading butter all over my body or something.
Yeah, that's just weird.
I enjoy that. Body wash, not butter.
All right, that's toiletry talk. It is 8:35 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, we're going to check in with the Ticket Mouse.